The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are out live today up northern Michigan area territory. We are in Bel Air, Michigan. We're at Shanty Creek, and we're hanging out today and tomorrow.
Yeah, just outside Traverse City.
Yeah.
A little bit south of where I lived for a long time when I got out of the NFL up at Petoskey. It's a great area. Obviously, it's very much unlike Southeast Michigan because there's we're at the golf course here, but it's heavily wooded. We got a look at Bel Air Lake. It's a beautiful view. And I got to thinking on the way up because I love the drive. Once you get north of, what is it, Saginaw, Flint area, all of a sudden it feels like there's three stages to the state of Michigan, right? There's the southern part, and then once you get – some people will say West Branch, but I think it happens even further south of that. But once you get north of Saginaw, it feels like a completely different state. Once you cross the bridge, Heather, I know you do this all the time, it feels like it's a completely different world as well. But this is kind of the first time we've taken a road trip. Now, we didn't drive up together.
That would have been fun.
It would have been. If we didn't have different things that we had to get to on Friday on our way back, we could have stopped at some sites along the way.
We could have.
Maybe Bronner's. Maybe Bronner's. Yeah. Maybe we would have stopped on the way up. But it got me to thinking about some of the road trips that I've taken throughout my life and how much fun they are, whether it was – before I had kids and it was just, hey, a bunch of dudes going fishing, or with the kids and we've got the camper, the boat, and we're going on a road trip. What is the best road trip that you've been on? Because there's a great feeling when you leave your driveway knowing you're going on a road trip.
And what makes a great road trip?
Yes.
248-539-9797.
Yeah, and on Twitch it says the road trip would have been great, just not in the EV.
You guys could have all fit.
Well, he didn't drive the EV.
No, because it wouldn't have made it.
They have a charger here, by the way. I didn't realize that.
Yes, I actually parked right next to it just because.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's actually nobody in the EV spots.
I don't think anybody will be there.
Yeah, we would have had to stop along the way to supercharge.
To push it.
Supercharge. To push it.
Yes. Yes. Would you have made Heather and I push, or would you have shown a little chivalry?
Well, Heather
could
go behind the wheel. You and I would be able to push it further.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think we could I might disagree with that. I might choose to have Heather push with me versus you.
Rude. Mean. Unnecessary. So you've done a bunch of these road trips.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of road trips. And, I mean, before – ones without the kids, you know, I've taken off. We did an Eric Church concert at Ford Field. The next morning, left from there, drove up through the UP, went up through the Sioux, Northeast Canada, the place I talked about before with all the mosquitoes and everything, and spent a week to 8 days fishing. And I love the car ride almost as much as I love, you know, being there, because it's the conversations that you have in the car that that you're going to have with the guys that you don't have with the family. It's the stops that you make and the stupid jokes that you have. It's somebody, you know, who's, you know, got an issue and, you know, I'm not talking about, issues in your life. No one cares about those on a road trip. It is, you know, someone has a bowel issue and drops a bomb in the car and you're going to make you walk, all of those different things. But it's all of those things that happen spontaneously on a road trip.
That was the word I was going to use. That is what makes a great road trip. It has to be spontaneous. You have a loose plan. We're going to go from A to B. But along the way, and even when we get there, we're just kind of figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like for me, it would have been post-college. Mm-hmm. We had one friend who moved away to Blacksburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we did the trip from West Michigan, where most of us were home-based. Got the rental car, loaded her up, stops along the way. We get to the town. We're bar hopping. We're at a Waffle House. You make no plans. You just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a lot of road trips.
Yeah.
Obviously, just driving to the UP, most of my road trips are within Michigan. But I think some of the best road trips probably happened in college or right after college or even in high school, mm-hmm. end of high school when you're going up north. You just pack the car with your friends and you're, like you said, it's you just kind of drive. You got snacks. It's all about the snacks, the music, and the people. It's been a long time since I've done a road trip, if you consider this road trip, by yourself. Like, it was an interesting drive, this 3.5 hour drive up here by yourself. I didn't enjoy it nearly as much.
How did you feel it?
A lot of music and snacks. The same thing, but I had no conversation, so I was singing to myself. Or like, I was getting tired, actually, so I was like, stay awake.
Yeah, I downloaded an audiobook.
Did you?
Yeah, SEAL Team 6. So I was watching. I was listening to that one on the way up. But it was kind of one of those things too, where I'm like, you know what, I want to stop for a cup of coffee, so I just stop. Probably not something I would do with the kids.
You know where I almost stopped? A cemetery.
We passed a bunch of them.
We did, and they looked enticing.
Just to look at the headstones,
Look for baby name for baby number three.
Look for, yes.
That's not on the way, by the way.
Yep. Gertrude. All right.
No, Gertie.
Beatrice is beautiful.
Marge. Large Marge. Okay. Anyway, yeah, we don't have to get off on that topic. But we'd love to hear from you. Like, we're on a road trip, first road trip that we've had as a show. What are some of the great road trips that you've had and some of the spontaneous stops along the way? 248-539-9797.
Most important thing for a road trip on the ticket tax, good vehicle, good people. You gotta be able to get there.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in a car with someone that you don't really want to be around.
It's true.
That makes a terrible road trip.
Takes a, what is it, 5 or 10 hour drive and makes it feel like a 20-hour drive.
20-hour drive, yeah. And that's a great thing about a road trip, too, is like I mentioned the drive. If you are having conversation, and sometimes it's just no conversation, but you're just enjoying the company of the people you're with, it takes that 10-hour drive and it makes it feel like it was half as long.
Flies by. You're not officially up north till you cross the Zilwaukee Bridge. We crossed it on the way up here.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Those of us who have visited Bronner's know this.
Yes.
How many billboards do you think there are? Because I counted at least 6 Bronner's billboards.
You know what? I didn't even think about it until I got to the Birch Run exit, and I thought, man, we should have scheduled a meeting at Bronner's just to take a show pick. But we actually have somebody in the local area on hold right now. Let's go to
Santa?
Adam. Santa, is that you? Adam in Frankenmuth. Good morning, Adam. How you doing?
Good morning, my friends. How are you? On my way to umpire some good old softball today, so it's going to be a good weekend.
Where are you going?
Davison, Michigan. Davison. Not a big road trip.
All right.
But the road trip I'm talking about, my brother was fortunate enough to get drafted by the Tigers, was traded for Brad Ausmus. Well, his first start was in Round Rock, and me and my buddy, you know, I was 21 at the time, and I was a young buck. We loaded up an S10. We put a mattress in the back, and both of us took an S10 from Frankenmuth all the way down to Austin, Texas.
Wow.
My buddy, he's sleeping in the back, and when we get into Dallas and we hit a traffic jam and this semi honks and wakes him right out, and I'm looking in the mirror, and it might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Probably wasn't the safest move, but we stopped along the way, you know, and hit some places. But that was one heck of a road trip I'll never forget.
Adam, I don't want to get off topic here, but are you going? You're in Davison. Are you going to Abernathy Regional Park?
You know I am, sir.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I will see you there over the weekend because my daughter is actually on her way up right now. She's got an 8 o'clock start. Actually, she's probably there. So you're going to be umping. She's in a 14U bracket.
Yep, I have 14U today. I might have her today.
All right, she's at 8 and 9:30. She plays for the Firecrackers, so we'll take all the calls we can get.
Absolutely. Hey, I like Michigan tickets.
This is bribery. This is
Wait
stuff.
A minute.
Hey, that's all right. Absolutely not. Yes, absolutely. Hey, and we're hosting the Ohio State game this year. So if they're good, hey, you might be able to make something happen.
Hey, I will see you this week. I will see you this weekend, guys. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Love listening to you.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Adam. Drive safe.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Easily bought. All right, Matt and Flint, wrap us up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up? So I work for Google, so I travel for my job a lot. I had to travel to Orlando to pick up a vehicle and then drive it to California, which is a very long way. But I took a lot of back roads, so I was able to see a lot of towns and just, like, beautiful scenery. And it was great. I had a great time just taking my time seeing the country. That's my favorite road trip. It's not exciting, but I got to see a lot of the country.
But you're hitting on something big, too. We said what makes a great road trip? Not being in a hurry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also funny because I'm being sent to West Branch Wednesday because I have to map the area over there. Because I drive the Google car with the camera on it and we, you know, take pictures of the streets. So I'm actually going to be in West Branch for like 2 weeks starting next week.
What has been so everybody sees the Google car and then all of a sudden like they think they're on camera, they want to do something. Have you witnessed anybody do something just because they think they're going to be on Google Earth?
Yes. My very first day, I was mapping in Ann Arbor and there was these three girls and you can just imagine what they did. And of course, they didn't make it on camera, but it made me happy, so.
Well said.
Oh my God.
Hey John, that's go blue, amazing. Man. You know.
Go blue. Go
Thanks
blue.
For the phone call and the story.
Yeah.
Heather, you were joking, but you were like, did they flash?
I did the flash. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guessing that's what they did.
And there you go.
Yes.
It's 97.1.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love, wherever you get your podcasts.